the U.S. women's hockey team.
Are we good?
Yeah, we actually won the gold medal.
What? Announcement. Women's hockey team won the gold medal.
We won against Canada.
That's our 101st gold medal, maybe? Maybe a little bit past that? Because Sean White got our 100th gold medal for the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah, past that. Big day for U.S. sports yesterday. We got our second ever medal in cross-country skiing, men or women. The women won in the team relay, in a sprint relay. It was the first women's cross-country ski medal ever.
So apparently the women in the United States are basically carrying us in the back.
Well, then the men went 1-2 in ski halfpipe. David Wise and Alex.
Oh, yeah, that was fun to watch. The one Winter Olympics event that I can't watch is aerial skiing because that is just screwed up. They're purposefully screwing up their knees. It looks like terrible when they land.
Most of them don't land. This is like a one-way trip to like a knee injury.
Yeah.
Like it actually is.
Aerial skiing's like all about like 50% of them don't land. And the ones who do land always collapse on their knees. Like never, there's never like a clean landing. They all look horrific and it's just like stressful.
Dude, it's dumb. There's no style.
Yeah. Well, there's only so many tricks you can do, so it's really particular.
I didn't even watch.
I was hooked on it, because I was like, how do these people, like, do this, like, brace these knee injuries? But in training, most of them go into a pool.
True.
Fun fact.
They have the big water ramps and stuff. I always wanted to do those.
Yeah, because then I'd be, like, less nervous about landing.
Dude, the women's hockey game actually surprisingly lit, like... Like at this point, yeah. Girl got like laid out. Like she took like a full like.
Do they fight as much as
straight to the face, dude?
Do they fight as much as like the guys do? Like, do they get angry at each other?
Yeah, there weren't. I don't think there weren't any fights, just because I don't think they wanted any penalties or anything. But it ended up going to a shootout after 20 minutes of 4-on-4 for overtime. I was up till 2:30 watching this. I had an 8 a.m. and I was up watching like women's hockey because I got like super invested.
Yeah.
The final goal in the shootout was disgusting. She did like five.
What did we win by?
And flicks. We won on shootout by one.
Wow.
It was like seven shots deep in the shootout. Our goalie came up huge. She's 20 years old.
This is why I feel terrible about my life and accomplishments.
It was crazy. Do you have a song that you want to play first?
Yeah. Can we play "Love My Way" by Psychedelic Furs?
Love My Way by Psychedelic Furs.
It's a good song.
Love My Way. I gotta like type it in.
They were part of the new wave in the 80s.
Cool. Let's hear some new wave stuff. All right. Burning Seas.
Not enough. Love my trying to fuck iCarly.
That's not the song.
Think of the song a little bit, right?
All
right.
So.
Okay, here we go. Get ready to learn about.
using cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and the juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. That's right, folks. Die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Bada bing, bada boom.
You gotta remember, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. Lafayette College.
WJRH.
Easton, Pennsylvania.
Easton.
What's our zip code?
That's a good question.
I think it's
18 something. 18042. Don't take that for heart, but like.
don't take it too personally.
but that could be our zip code.
Here's more music.
September, where we passed them on the midnight embers, but it's gone like a half-remembered dream. Left to north of where we met, thinking better of going west. Yeah, we lost each other in a river stream. I thought I'd come and find you there, wait until you lost your hair and got your place out in the more than love, no, nothing, no, not nothing, no, not nearly. lost each other in a river stream.
I'm a man on fire, walking through your street with one guitar and two dancing feet. Only one desire that's left in me. I want the whole damn world to come dance with me.
Your feet run wild, time has come as we all go down. Yeah, but for the folk who my, do you dare to look them right in the eyes, yeah. Oh, cause they will run you down, down to the door. Yeah, someday we'll run you down, down till you fall. Oh, and they will run you down, down till you're poor. Yeah, till you can't crawl no more. And where down we go, oh, 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 where down we go, oh, oh, oh. Say where down we go, ooh, ooh. Oh, cause then we run you down, down to your car, oh, way down.
For another public service announcement.
Which one's
your favorite? Because
I always like the bacteria one because it's like so epic. It's like you will die.
Really? Because I'm a fan of fast.
Boom!
I'm a fan of fast. It's raw speed coming at you. No, actually,
Jesse Diggins.
Jesse Diggins. Shout out to the Jesse Diggins U.S. cross country team. Literally like first gold. Ever second medal ever for the U.S. in cross country, male.
That's because the Norwegians probably.
The Norwegians are amazing. Yeah, and the Swedes.
That's
because
that's
Finns,
how they get to school. They have to cross country ski to like their schools.
It's actually insane how much better than they are than us. Cool. But like, what was a team relay? So it was Jesse Diggins and Keegan Randall. Keegan Randall's 33. This was her last race ever.
Oh,
it was
what country?
It was her 18th Olympic race. US? She's also American. Yeah, it was a team sprint.
She's 33?
Yeah.
Impressive.
It was a team sprint, and it was her last race ever, and that's when they won gold, which is sick. Okay, but on to this. Fast, also like Jesse Diggins and Keegan Randall, Fast is a moniker for when someone is having a stroke, they might not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. That's when you need to know Fast. Look for F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty. The last one, T, that's time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, the better chance that they have a chance to live. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery, too. So then, like, you know, you don't have, like, some Harvey Dent stuff going on with your face. You gotta watch hard for that. You know, because, like, all of those are sleeps. Well, moral of the story, know the sudden signs, face, arm, speech, time, spot a stroke, fast. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Houston, Pennsylvania. I always pause before I say the radio because it's like on a different.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be
WJRH.
So, I'd actually be radio. So bad at reading a teleprompter. Like.
Oh God! Yeah.
It'd be impossible.
It takes skill.
All right. Well, here's more music, right?
Put on the ground.
I'm not satisfied with that look up in your eyes, with that face you make when I calm down around here lately. Maybe I just wanna ride with the cool kids kicking it, watching all the other sex fools on the interstate, sugar shaking, making it lit like Christmas trees. Never had and you won't, since you never said for your sake. 7654321. Everybody got a name, everybody got a number. 7 cents, 6 frames, 5 for the 2 of us. 3 is too much if there's only one loving. If they had, they never would have made me. They said, hell no, wake me up at 10 tomorrow for my sake. Keep the volume down, please. Doesn't everybody try to do their best at what they do best and do less of the bad to begin with? Doesn't leaving me mean a little less if you left my life but never loved to begin with? You never loved to begin with. You never loved me. You never loved to begin with. You never loved me. Don't you ever feel like you ever wanted anything more than everybody, anybody else? 17 and bad was the best you never had, and you won't, since you never said to yourself. 7654321. Everybody got a name, everybody got a number. 7 cents, 6 frames, 5 for the 2 of us. 3 is too much if there's only one loving.
Here he come, let him know, leave him home, let him go up to try.
For the 6 months you gave, the 7th month you keep. Stay for 6 days, and the 7th day you leave. And every day you're here, I count until you're gone. 7654321.
Sins into decay. my friend's apartment, only leaving once a day to buy some groceries. Daylight, I'm so absent-minded. Nighttime, meeting new anxieties. So am I erasing myself? Hope I'm not erasing myself. I guess it would be nice to give my heart.
Yo, Mike.
Oh, shoot. What's up, everybody? What's up? Here comes a...
Good call on not swearing. That was a nice save.
Oh, shoot. Don't swear, children.
You'd be a good Mormon.
I know. I can't swear. Such a good Mormon. Mitt Romney's running for Senate in Utah.
Oh, frick.
He's back. But he's looking better than Donald Trump, so...
Isn't he like 104, though?
Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
Years old?
Yeah.
He's getting up there. But not 100. He's got to be like probably in his late 60s.
He's gotta be like 170.
Wow. He's Gandalf, apparently. So, body language can tell you all sorts of things, like someone having a stroke. You just need to follow the sun signs. Look for a fast F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty, then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Ho ho ho. Shucks. Know the sun signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Zip code 180.
Easton, home of Larry Holmes. I think Larry Holmes, yeah, the boxer. He, fun fact, he beat Muhammad Ali. He's one of three people. Right in the Johnson.
Right in the booty hole. Okay. I've gotten into saying booty hole more.
I'm a big fan of booty hole.
Or like
barnacles.
You know what's really fun? Like calling people inanimate objects. Like I called Cam like an egg salad yesterday.
I like calling people.
Why are you doing this, you egg salad?
I like calling people a really drunk spaghetti.
Oh, straight spaghetti.
I didn't start that.
Kia said that he goes spaghetti.
It's like a DU thing,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
He said it and I had no idea.
Yeah. We also named the hamster in DU spaghetti.
The hamster.
Yeah, Tim Matthews hamster spaghetti.
Okay, well, here's more music.
Gutter Girl.
Yeah, these are for all the gutter girls out there.
All the gutter girls out there, we feel your pain. I'm a gutter guy, so.
Yeah, I'm trash myself, so.
Trash Santa.
Shout out to them. Who else is trash?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. want to meet after that, maybe?
Well, so you go to the meeting, you go to Kobe, and then you go to the meeting, then we meet up after in the library.
And then we meet up after?
In the library.
This is a drug deal going on, in the library.
Oh.
We're on air, so, like, we have a nice drug deal plan.
Oh.
Goodbye, everybody.
No, not actually.
We joking. We're going to study because we good kids.
Because we good kids.
We good.
This has been Parting Seas.
Parting Seas, Andrew Gray's, Michael Loftus. Tune in next time because we play the best music. A little bit all over the place in the beginning, but we settled. And
we caught a vibe. We caught a vibe like it was a flu, man.
Yeah, yeah. We got a vibe. We're rocking real hard. Do we have to say anything in closing? Just keep on listening to the station.
Yeah, you're still listening to WJRH 4.9 FM. Lafayette College Radio, Eastland, Pennsylvania.
Everybody, stay tuned for my upcoming short film, Teddy Wants Love. It's gonna be crazy.
It'll come out at some point.
It'll come out at some point in the next like 3 months. So
yeah, so watch out. You heard it here first. All right, peace.